Susie Fiawangaza, chair of the Affiliate Task Force, convening the meeting for Thursday, May 15th at 8:13 p.m. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Hello.
Could we, is Teresa on, or is there someone?
I'm on.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Fine, and fine, thank you.
Good. Could we start
Hello?
Off? Yes, please, exactly.
Okay. I'm going to go through the role first by sister stations, and then if there's anyone else that needs to be added, we'll get that corrected. Okay, from APFA, Chandra Hopman. Okay, Dr. Ali Rezapour. Tico Chakin. Joseph Wanzala. From KPFK, Don White.
Here.
Alan Minsky.
Here.
Dan Goodman.
She said she was joining our call. She's just late.
Okay, no problem. From WBAI, Ray LaForest.
You've got mail.
Sean Rhodes. Serene Roberts. anyone else? Is there anyone else from WBAI? Okay, hearing none. From KPFT, Teresa Allen is here. Sandra Rawline. Deb Shapto. Mike Martin. And WPFW. Is there anyone here from WPFW? I sent out an email, and I've talked with some people asking them to, you know, get somebody on board. Is there anyone here from WPFW? None. Okay. Is there anyone else from a sister station that is on the line right now whose name I have not called? Okay. Carolyn Burden expressed an interest in participating for WBAI. I hope she'll be on soon. From WMXP, Afia Wangaza.
Here.
Thank you. Dina Colbert. Not yet. Okay. Ursula Rudenberg.
Here.
From, I forget Rip Robbins' station. Is Rip Robbins on?
KSBR.
KNBR.
Kate,
no.
Evan and Sam.
No, he's with KSVT, isn't it?
No, it's KSVR.
KSVR, you're right.
Okay, does not appear to be here today. And Laurie Taguma with KOGB? JB, I'm sorry.
WOJB.
I'm sorry. Okay, apparently not Lori either. Okay, is there anyone whose name I have not called?
Hi, this is Jan Goodman. You probably called me and I wasn't here, but now I'm here.
Hey, Jan Goodman's here.
From KPFK.
Thank you.
Pardon?
Jan Goodman appears to be on, and who else?
Norman Stockwell from WORT as a visitor.
Okay.
Dina Colbert.
And Dina Colbert. Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Now, folks, we did not we didn't publish an agenda, but there were certain items that had come up on a briefer call last week because we hadn't done a formal notice for tonight's meeting. So, Teresa, can you identify what they are, and then people can add other issues?
Okay. I thought I did send out the agenda as we had written it to everyone. So my apologies if it.
It may just be that I overlooked it. I'm in the process of changing email. So if I overlooked it, my apologies to you. And if you don't mind, if you would just recite them.
Actually, I'm looking for it now, and looking in the wrong place, evidently. Do we have a report from Norm Rockwell? Maybe Stockwell, could we maybe perhaps start with that while I find it?
I don't have a report, per se. I'm happy to talk a little bit on the topic of affiliates representation and our how the process came about years ago, but I don't know that I have a report to offer this committee unless there's something that people want to ask me.
Well, thank you very much for Norm for humoring me. I'm a little bit I'm regrouping here. Unless Ursula, would you like to make some sort of report to start us off while I find what I'm.
Well, Teresa, I think I can find the agenda pretty quickly.
I don't know why I'm.
I do want to suggest that if we want to utilize Norm's presence in the meeting, he has to leave in 10 minutes, so we might want to accommodate timing there.
Okay. Well, then why don't I just say that on the last call, the focus wound up being on our dealing with the issue of a more representation, actual affiliate representation on the board, as opposed to the two affiliate slots being essentially two at-large slots that tends to have little or no relationship to the function that the name implies, one. And so we set up two subcommittees in order to begin to address that issue, one of which was to look at what it means to be affiliate, and number two was the question of eligibility. And from that, I would I guess ask that Teresa, if you would, or Ursula, if you would, one of the two of you who worked on the question of definition, to report on that, and then we can talk about the ideas that we have with or that are emerging for eligibility, and how do we get the board in the absence of express bylaws requirements to get the board to recognize or authorize the task force to identify and submit the candidates from which...
A point of order?
Yes.
Yeah, I just need a little clarity. I have heard that there is someone on this call who is a resource person or someone that we should be hearing from or put some questions to, that I heard that he had to leave in 10 minutes. So I'm wondering if we should really consider what Ursula said about the use of his time, because I'm in the dark as to what the dynamic is here. But if there is someone on the call that has something for us who has to leave in 10 minutes, maybe we should prioritize his participation immediately. I don't know. I'm just asking for some clarity. I'm confused.
It's just a moment, and I will respond. And that is to say, my assumption was that the people who are on this call are familiar with the history for formulating the affiliates task force and the affiliates, the creation of the two seats. Is that not correct?
Yes, at least I'm assuming that's correct, yeah.
So, okay. Then my concern is not that we wind up spending more time reiterating the history, but that we talk about how we move forward from here, and the contribution that Alan can make is to help to, is in helping to do that.
Talking about Norman.
I'm sorry, Norman.
Athea, this is Ursula.
Go ahead.
I might suggest that instead of doing the description of the definitions first, that we go first to the discussion we had last night, since that impacts Norm more directly. Obviously, it's a difficult situation, you know, given the time constraints, but would it be possible to just do it backwards so that, you know, at least some of it could be, you know, Norm could hear some of what we've been talking about?
Well, if that's the will of the group, then we can do that. However, conceptually, I have a problem with it. We were talking about how do we define what an affiliate is, and then how do we determine who's eligible to represent it. Maybe Norm, if you have some thinking on the question of eligibility, if you would put that out there, and then when we come back to it, then we can work it into the larger discussion.
Well, I think, I mean, if I can speak at this point, then I think that, you know, the whole position of affiliate seats on the board grew out of a process of struggle, and I think it's very important to reflect on how that came about. And the idea was that the affiliates were part of a movement, and that Pacifica as a network was a representation of that movement, and the affiliates wanted a seat at the table. And so after a long process of struggle where the affiliate stations, you know, aided in the restructuring of Pacifica as we know it today, the affiliate seats were created, and it came to be, how do we get candidates for those seats? And we came up with a lot of discussions about what is an affiliate, and one of the things that came out of that was the Pacifica's mission and how we felt that affiliate stations that would be represented on the board would have to be those that would be adherent to and supportive of the mission of Pacifica. And that's where we created this thing that came to be called the Affiliates Alliance, that would nominate candidates for the seats on the board. And frankly, I still think that that's a very good formulation and something that needs to be sort of improved and perfected, but not necessarily replaced. And so I don't know, not having been in on these discussions, I don't know where the thinking is going, but it seems to me that we actually came up with a very good tool through a several-month process, and that maybe what we need to do is look at that tool and see where it's deficient rather than throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Is there anything in writing that talks about the structure and process of the alliance?
Well, I know that there was, and it would be a matter of excavation to dig it back out, but I know that we did quite a bit of writing and back and forth on developing the whole concept and the procedures and everything else. And this is, I'm thinking, what, like about 5 or 6 years ago now? Does that sound right, Ursula?
Yeah, I think it was 2003.
Yeah.
And I believe Bear has that information.
Yeah, she was one of the key players in
right.
authoring these documents that we did through a collective process of about, I would say at least a half a dozen or eight people that were involved in what I think was a very good, thorough, and forward-looking process.
Well, okay.
The other person who had it was Vicki.
Would someone on the call assume responsibility for doing that digging and making that available to the subcommittee, which is addressing or attempting to formulate an approach to addressing a protocol for addressing the issue of eligibility in a way that the board will embrace it and operate according to it?
The Alliance was one. May I speak? This is Dina.
Please.
The Alliance was one form that the board approves of. It's in the bylaws. It's not the only form, but it's one form. And this particular group supported it wholeheartedly. I think the group was actually larger, but the working group who wrote up the Alliance consisted of about 6 to 8 people. But it encompassed more affiliates than that at the time.
Correct.
What do you all see, Norman? I would ask you to respond first. Do you see as a weakness, and how it might be corrected that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think we never really fleshed out was the way of helping all the stations to understand what the Alliance was and how we participated in it and what our representation on the board meant and did for us. And so there's an educational and outreach component, and I think the result of that, not doing that educational outreach work, the result of that is that it's been more difficult to get stations to participate in the nomination process, to get candidates to propose for the affiliate seats. And so I think that if we go back and revisit some of those early documents and then go through an educational process amongst ourselves, that is amongst the affiliates, to kind of revitalize the understanding of the relationship between the affiliate stations and the network, I think that'll go a long way towards making this a more successful project.
Do I understand you not to see a problem with having the board limit its selection or its election of nominees to those which have been selected by the task force, or do, when I say task force, I'm viewing the Alliance as a part of the task force, and if that's incorrect, then please do someone correct me.
Yeah, that would not be correct, Afia.
Yeah, if I could speak to that, I think that the notion that the board had for this whole process was that the Affiliates Alliance would be one group that would put forward candidates, but that it would be possible for candidates to be nominated in other ways as well. It's a longer conversation to talk about the pros and cons of that, but I believe that that's the model that stands in the bylaws, and so I would think that that's the one under which we're operating. That is, that the Affiliates Alliance presents candidates, but there could be candidates that emerge from other sectors as well, and that the board then has those candidates to choose amongst.
Don White here.
Go on, Don.
Yeah. One of the problems I see presently is that with the years that have elapsed and the turnover in affiliate management and staff and so on, probably many people in the affiliates, of which there are something like 130, are very likely totally unaware of the Alliance and may not feel that they're participating in whatever structure there is there. So my question is there a process, and would it be acceptable for self-nomination? For instance, let's say a general manager of a station who just gets very interested in Pacifica and self-nominates herself or himself, or the nomination of people by board members. I mean, to what degree are these other sources of nominees acceptable and functioning?
Norm here again.
Go ahead.
Who's speaking?
You are.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, this is Norm here again. I think that in the existing structure there is a space for that as you describe it. I think that it might be overstating it to say that there's been that much turnover in the affiliates. I think in some ways affiliate stations tend to have a lot of stability in management and personnel over time. I think rather the failure is ours in not doing more outreach and education amongst ourselves and keeping this idea of the Affiliates Alliance fresh in the minds of all the affiliate stations.
Dina Colbert.
Go ahead, Dina.
Norm, if the task force were to work with the Alliance in making up some, I don't know, flyers or holding conference calls or a variety of things, would that be something that the Alliance, I mean, I know you can't speak for the Alliance, but would assistance from the task force be beneficial to the Alliance?
Very possibly. I think that, you know, revisiting these documents and doing some educational materials, whether it be electronic or printed, I think would be very useful. And I think it is going to take a lot of phone calling to all of the individual stations. As both you, Dina, and Ursula remember from years past, our process involves a lot of person-to-person contact, and it took a lot of time for people.
Hear me? Somebody's on the street.
Could the person who is on the street mute his or her phone, please?
Okay. So
what
anyway,
is mute?
I'm saying I think it's going to take a lot of individual phone call contacts, and so certainly I think if some people can help with that process, I think that would be wonderful. The first step is going to be to revisit these original documents and produce these educational handouts or e-outs to spread the word.
Ithia, this is Ursula.
Please, go ahead.
I'd like to respond to your question about, you know, how things fell short. I do think that there's an important event that happened that has had a big influence on what happened, which was the original idea with the Affiliates Alliance was that in order to legitimize itself with the PNB, the Alliance would formulate a mission statement that clearly articulated that its goals were compatible with the Pacifica mission and that and would outline the duties of a director that they would nominate. So the idea was to give the PNB, you know, something to hold on to in terms of feeling that this was these people have been vetted responsibly. And there came a point with the Affiliates Alliance where the Alliance decided not to do that. And I think that's where the breakdown started to happen in some ways. Because that factor, which in a way created the link between PNB and the Alliance, wasn't solidified.
Just a moment. Let me stop you for the Affiliates Alliance decided not to do what?
To create a mission statement for the Alliance that demonstrated that its goals were compatible with the Pacifica mission.
And this is Norm here. If I could burst in, I would say though that was probably a sin of omission rather than a sin of commission.
No, Norm, that's not true. It was highly discussed. It was a very conscious decision. In fact, I ended up having a lot of fights with them about it at the time.
With certain individuals.
Okay. Well, as far as I understand that it was a decision made by the Alliance, and I'm just bringing it up because I think it did become a crucial issue in terms of, you know, legitimizing it with the PNB.
As a board, I mean, as a bylaw formation, why would it have to legitimize itself with the PNB?
It doesn't have to. This is not a legal relationship. It's a diplomatic gesture to gain credibility. This is, you know, there's no legal constraints here. It's a matter of credibility. You know, in other words, what makes them more credible than any other nominee? The idea originally was that a mission statement would make that credibility.
Is there any reason to believe that if it were done at this point, assuming that there are folk who are on the Affiliates Alliance who want to do it, that it would matter?
Is that a question to me?
To you or to anyone, but you know, certainly I would be interested in your response.
Well, I mean, I think, as I stated, that I think that the structure was a good one, and that it needs to be revitalized. I guess Ursula and I need to talk a little bit further about how she views what happened versus how I view what happened, but I think that to my mind, there's no question that we came up with a good process through a good process. That is, the process of creating the idea of the Alliance was one that had a lot of heads involved, and it was a good democratic undertaking that resulted in a good product. And you know, I apologize for any role that I had in its not being seen through to fruition, but I think that it is something that's worth looking back at and revisiting and revitalizing.
Okay, I have two questions. One is whether is it clear who's going to find the documents and make them available to the subcommittee that's working on the question of eligibility?
This is Dina. I'd be willing to email Bear and Vicki, I believe. Norm, am I mistaken that?
Yeah, they were the ones that last had their hands on the
written
document.
Part of it.
Correct.
That's
okay.
What I thought. I'd be willing to get hold of, to email both of them and see what we could get from them.
Okay. Thank you. And my second question is whether or not you, Norman, and maybe other people that you might suggest would be willing to work with the subcommittee, I'm going to call it the eligibility subcommittee, for as a working name, to help us to do the upgrading, the idea being to try to get what appears to me to be a better working relationship between the Affiliates Alliance, the Affiliates Task Force, and the PNB around the question of who sits in the two affiliate seats.
Mm-hmm.
And that the two people who hold those seats are committed and do, in fact, represent affiliates in a substantive and not just ceremonial or procedural or what can wind up being a name-only way.
Yes, I would be willing to work on such a thing. I have to say that my preference is going to be to doing it in in real time in the same physical space rather than a teleconference, because I'm definitely sensing the shortcomings of this process right now. Mm-hmm. No offense to anyone here, but I mean, I'm really feeling that it's difficult to work on things at this kind of distance.
Yeah, it can be a problem. But where are you?
I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, but there are probably some opportunities where a number of us are going to be in the same spaces in the coming months. Media Reform Conference in Minneapolis in June, the upcoming Democratic and Republican conventions, the Grassroots Radio Conference in Portland in July are all places where there probably will be a number of affiliate stations gathered, and maybe we could try and carve out some time to meet at one of those places.
Well, I'm going to be at the Media Reform Conference in Minnesota. Is there anyone else on the call who's going to be there?
This is Teresa. I hope that our affiliates coordinator will be there.
Then what I would propose is that the eligibility subcommittee will continue to with the approach that we discussed, and that includes collecting the various documents. And out of that, we could do attempt to do a first draft, which would give us a point of departure for discussion in a real-time situation.
Sounds great.
Excuse me, can I ask a question? This
Please.
Is Dina.
Please.
I thought this proposal was supposed to be ready in time for a PNB meeting. And if that's the case, can we proceed, and if we need to, while I hear what Norm is suggesting, an in-person meeting, if timing doesn't allow that, can we do a telephone conference call with a bunch of people from the Alliance and see what is possible by telephone call?
That strikes me as a sensible alternative. I'm not sure, and I guess we can't really answer it until we know when the next PNB meeting is going to be, and it hasn't been scheduled at this point. It may be scheduled at tomorrow night's monthly call, but I'm not, and if it is, then we can make some decisions, but at this point it's not been scheduled.
This Madam Chair. Jan, could I be put on the stack?
Yes. Go ahead, Jan.
You know, I think a meeting in person would be the best, but it could also, it will also take at least, it sounds like, a month to even start if you wait for an in-person meeting. Maybe a smallish group of people could be, could volunteer or take on the assignment of working on it, and maybe doing something like, they have these Google Docs that everybody can look at the same time and make corrections together, and then talk on the phone even at the same time, so that some progress could be made, and or one or two people be assigned to do a draft or take, what was there already and, work on that as a first draft to change it to something that would be satisfactory, so that, you could make some movement no matter when the PNB meeting and if and when you guys get together on a actual in-person, you'll have, a more advanced document to work from.
Well, that strikes me as consistent with what the committee members, which is Ursula, Teresa, and myself at this point have started off with, and which I'm hearing Norm say he's willing to join. And what Dina just suggested, I mean, now, all of that sounds consistent. So my question would be, are you willing to join the subcommittee to help us to implement that?
Me, Jan?
Yes.
No, unfortunately, I am so over my head in commitments that it would be a big mistake for everybody if I joined a committee. I just slow everybody down right now. I mean, I joined another committee in my, you know, so I'm sorry. I wish I could.
Madam Chair?
It, but I can't.
Please, Teresa?
I would be happy to help with this. I do, as Jan suggests, I do encourage that we get it started. I really don't think it has to be so complicated, and I would hate to wait until, see, when is the media reform conference?
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Maybe maybe Afia and Norm and Ursula, if she's there, can get the work started, if they can actually sit there with the paper in hand. And maybe we can get it wrapped up, if it's only in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And
well,
then, and hopefully we can support their work. I think this is a pretty collaborative group, and I don't think we're going to come across as jealous or skeptical of their work if we can't be involved in it.
The subcommittee did not set up our next meeting date. So I'm wondering if we met last night, Wednesday night. So I was wondering if we might be able to meet on Wednesday night and the documents that are to be collected be made available to the subcommittee members in anticipation of that meeting. Say by Monday at the latest, which would give everybody a chance to look at them and so we could begin developing a concept as to how we're going to use them and present them. We could have that discussion on Wednesday evening, the 21st. Yes. Ursula?
I spoke with Bear yesterday and asked her to be part of this call. She was not able to. But she asked me to convey that she could be available on the 19th and the 20th.
Okay. Well, but it's the 20th.
She preferred it earlier than later, though. But I think around this time would be okay with her.
When you say time, you mean the hour?
Yeah, I'm sorry. But since she's in California, I think she said during the day, but I think 5 o'clock is still day for her.
Okay, so how does that work for you and Teresa and Norm?
I'm okay on the 19th. It's actually Dina, right?
Yeah, I'm not okay on the 19th.
What about the 20th?
I'm okay on the 20th.
What time is convenient for you all?
The earlier time was better for me when we did 6 or 7.
This is Norm here. I'm going to be in a board meeting at 6 or 7 Eastern time, but I might be done by 8 Eastern time, probably not actually till like 8:30 or so. But I'm happy if you guys want to meet without me and with Bear. I think that would be fine too. So don't count me in the equation if you can get Bear.
Then I would urge that we have it on Tuesday the 20th at 6. How does that work for everybody else?
I'm okay with that. I'm happy to relate that to Bear and confirm with her.
Okay.
So this is a subcommittee meeting on May the 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what is the title of the subcommittee?
Eligibility.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to beg out at this point, but Afia, I'll send you my contact info, phone numbers and cell phone and all that as well.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks.
Bye, Norm.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Please, go ahead.
My computer had been locked up. It is freed up now. And I will remind people of the agenda for this evening. Everyone here on this call and others who are officially members of the task force should have received a notification of this meeting. And it was, entitled Affiliates Meeting May 8th of 2008. It had two attachments with it, which I've resent it. It had two attachments, and it had the minutes from February meeting, and it also had the minutes from our meeting last week to be approved. The agenda is roll call, approving of agenda, which we've just changed to take on an item that Norm was with us to discuss, approval of minutes, assessing the latest affiliate report to the PNB continued, and then the two subcommittee reports, which was affiliate definition and affiliate director role. And then we were going to discuss the inviting the ED to the June affiliate task force meeting and set the next meeting an agenda and adjourn. So I've just resent that again. And so at this point, we are now on continuation of discussing of the agenda and then approval of minutes and et cetera.
Okay. Can you tell what email address you sent that to me?
Who's speaking?
This is Ifia.
If I were you, I would refresh my send and receive because I just resent it.
Okay.
But the agenda is, number one, roll call. Number two, approval of agenda. And number three we just discussed was the affiliate director role. We've just established a new subcommittee. So number four would be approval of minutes. Number five would be assess the latest affiliate report to the PNB continued. Number six would be subcommittee reports, the two subcommittees that met this week. Number seven would be inviting the executive director to the June affiliate task force meeting. Number eight would be set the next meeting and agenda. And number nine would be adjourn. Everyone here should have received it if you're sitting at your computer. And this was listed in, it was not listed specifically, but all of these items which we've discussed were stated that this would be included in the agenda of this meeting.
This is Jan. I couldn't find it, but I was maybe not checking for it properly. Did it say affiliate in it somewhere in the email?
I just sent you an email.
Okay, I think you may have the wrong number then. At email address, that's what I'm saying.
I might have the wrong email address for you.
Yeah. It's janjerry2@gmail.com.
I won't ask you to repeat it because we're streamed. I'm going to my sent items to see what the title of it was. Affiliate Task Force Meeting 5/15 of 08.
Yeah, Teresa, I don't think I got it either, Alan Minsky.
Okay, I will send it again to Jan and Alan.
And I'm at A. Minsky. This is public anyway, A. Minsky at kpfk.org.
Okay. So it did you not receive the email that I sent out that was dated that was it was entitled Affiliate Task Force Meeting 5/8/08 and it had two attachments. It had the minutes of February and the minutes of last week.
I don't believe I did. I'm trying to go to where you'd be here. You might have sent it to my other email, but I'm not on that right now, so.
Okay.
I received an email from you that was called Reaching the Caribbean.
No. Well, at least something I'm sending to you gets to you.
That's it, though. But A. Minsky at kpfk.org is the best one for me.
Well, I'm sending it again, so. Nothing is easy. There's no number in your email now.
No, not on this one.
Okay. I'm looking for Jan's email right now. Just 1 minute, please. Sorry.
You know, I don't need the agenda. It's okay.
Okay.
Please go ahead without it. We'll deal with this later. Okay.
Jan, is this your Gmail address?
Pardon?
Is it your Gmail address?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sending it.
Okay.
Does it have KPFK in it or something else?
No, it does not have KPFK in it.
Okay, good. All right, good. Then I'll sign back onto my other one. Thank you.
Very sorry, Madam Chair.
No problem. I'm not seeing either one of them. What I would like to do is... clearly we can't approve the minutes because we don't have the minutes. Everybody doesn't have more, they haven't had time to review them. So I would suggest that we just move that over to the next meeting.
Okay. All right, I move that we postpone the approval of the February 14th minutes and the May 8th minutes until our June meeting.
Thank you. Okay, what are the remaining, I'm kind of disoriented at this point, so where are we on the agenda?
Next item is continuation of the latest affiliate report to the PNB. Okay. A continuation of the discussion that we had last week. Would you like me to remind the task force of what we discussed when it came to the report to the PNB?
That would be helpful.
Okay. I noticed that there was a question regarding affiliate directors' election procedures that was brought up at the PN meeting, and I had thought that the directors did not understand the question. I also noticed that there was a comment regarding the affiliate coordinator outreach director title and job description, and we were reminded that the PNB is currently categorizing resolutions that have been passed, and I had been asked to find the original PNB resolution regarding the outreach director title, which I've done, and we had decided that this would be put on the agenda for today, and at that point, Dina Colbert moved that we table further assessment of the report. So there are probably some other items regarding the report that you gave to the national board and that Laurie Taguma gave that people might want to comment upon.
Are there any further comments on the report?
This is Teresa again. I hate to monopolize. I would like to say that I sent out a note to about three of the directors from the WPFW, or delegates from the WPFW local station board and also to WBAI's local station board. And I expressed a concern that I didn't know who their secretary was and that I had not been officially notified as to who was on the task force. And I think that one of the concerns regarding your report is that because certain stations don't have representation on the task force, certain directors on the national board allow errors, you know, things said in error about affiliates at national board meetings, and they don't even catch them. So a new director on the national board, of course, has to play catch-up, but when there is no representation for a sister station, they really don't, they're just totally unaware of the good work of the affiliate task force. So it's essential that everyone make regular reports to your local station board about what the affiliates are doing and encourage sister stations. I don't know whether you have to try to throw a guilt trip on them, but they need representation, especially directors who are making these decisions without any participation on this task force to know what's going on.
Don White here.
Go on, Don. You wanted to speak? Don?
Don. Must have pushed the goodbye button.
If my memory serves me correctly, I thought that we started talking about ways to deal with that, particularly in Joe Gonzalez's interest in serving and whether or not and that winding up being a way to begin to address that?
I think that that will be addressed in some of our subcommittee work, but I needed to mention it again because I think it had to do with your report. Perhaps there just aren't many people here who have listened to the report. I do have one other comment. In the report from Laurie Taguma, she mentioned a certain number of affiliates, and she, I think, sounded like she was taking a statistic or a figure from some sort of report that she had received and had to do with affiliates, a certain percentage of affiliates not making payments. And I think that we need to remind directors that these are clients, and not only should we not mention specifics about our contracts and, you know, and mention specific names about payments, but I think that her statistics were in error. And I didn't get that report, but I have a very strong feeling that the figure she used was an error, and I have attempted to make a contact with her to find out where she got that figure, because I think that was rather misleading to make a comment about such a high percentage of our affiliates not making proper payment. I think it's an error, and I don't know, maybe Director, maybe Afia, you can, maybe you received a report. Did you believe the figures in it, or was that figure in there that she referred to?
The report that I recall, I'm not sure that I know what report she might have been referring to. A number of trial relationships that were listed in the CFO's report, which is the report that I have in mind. I think that it's probably better than speculating is to be able to talk to her directly and find out what she was referring to and to correct it.
Well, Madam Chair, are you saying that...
Don White is back. When you have just Don White, I was personally cut off and my phone cut me. So when you have a chance, I'd like to be recognized.
Okay. I'll after Don.
Okay.
Well, I apologize. Just as I was starting to speak, my cell phone went out. I'm having a little technical difficulties here. At some point, I would like, if possible, for Ursula to report to the task force any communication she's had with our executive director, either by phone, email, sit down. She may not want to go into the content, but all of us are aware that Nicole has had to spend a lot of time getting acclimated to the job, dealing with the five stations. I know she's been visiting the five stations and so on. But some of us are increasingly concerned, you know, that there also be good, solid, in-depth communication between the director of the affiliates program and the executive director. So at some point, if it's appropriate, I'd like to hear whether that communication has begun to open up and if that's somewhat a better communication than in the early months of Nicole's term. And quite understandably, she had to devote a lot of time to the five stations.
Very well. We can add that to the agenda.
Well, it could be the report of the director. Yeah.
So, what is it, Madam Chair? We're going to add to the agenda.
Excuse me. Just a point of order. I thought there was an agenda item where the director, where Ursula makes a report to us, and I thought that's where it could go.
We have not put a affiliate coordinator's report on this agenda. If you like.
I thought that was most pro forma. I thought that was part of every task force agenda. So maybe I'm out of order then.
Perhaps you didn't hear me when I said we can add it to the agenda.
How about if we add it right after the after the report of the assessment of the affiliate director's report?
Is there any objection to adding it and adding it at that point?
No.
Then let's do so.
Afia, this is Ursula.
Yes.
I had one response to the board meeting report. It wasn't to what you said, but there was a little bit of a discussion ensued, I think, during your question and answer period regarding the budget. And I think during that point, a statement was made by the CFO that, every year budgets are discussed with, the affiliates coordinator. Some sort of agreement is made. And I just wanted to say for the record that I don't think I remember experiencing that last year. In fact, last year I didn't even know, what the, expenses of the affiliate program were recorded as. In fact, I still don't know. That's all.
Teresa, you were going to make a comment before. I think it was Don who just spoke.
I'm so sorry, Effie. I've totally forgotten what I was going to.
You were adding a report by the coordinator.
No, there was.
This had to do with Director Lori Taguma's comment about the
affiliates not paying.
Affiliates not paying, and I guess I wanted to ask Afia. Tell me again. Was she responding to something in writing or something that the CFO mentioned in discussion? Or in his verbal.
There was a written report from the CFO that listed the various affiliates and
whether or not they were paying.
And yes.
Did they list them by name, Afia?
Yes. Were they listed by name or? Was it just?
I will have to look at it again. But it started. So I need to look at it again and to answer that question without generating more confusion.
Well, as a member of the task force. I have two concerns. Number one, that we have to be very careful about what we say in public about what clients do, because we are dealing with contracts and that information is private. And although I did not hear her mention any one specific client, she mentioned a percentage which I just in my heart of hearts, don't feel is correct, and I don't know where she got the information. I have tried to contact her to get that information. So if it's in a report that the directors were privy to,